We are doing the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Matot. The concept, the subject is the war against Midian. And the Netivot Shalom had questioned, why is it that this war is referred to twice in Parshas Pinchas and again in Parshat Matot? Why is it that in this war God says, you must be around while we fight this war? Why is it that when it comes to this war, we have a special institution, 12,000 people praying corresponding to the 12,000 who are going to war? Why is it that at this war we are required to have the Kohen with the holy vessels with him? Why is it that in this war the Torah goes to great detail over what happened with the loot? And why is it that the Torah uses a term with regard to this war that is different than all the other wars? The Torah says, "Hei chaletzu meitichem anashim natzava." The Torah does not use the classical term of Bechalanu anashim, choose for us men, or Kechulanu anashim, take for us men. And what the Netivot Shalom had begun explaining was Hechaletzu meitichem. What the Netivot Shalom had began explaining was that this war was an existential war. He had quoted the Zohar that this was the most dangerous time in Jewish history. It was a more dangerous time than the time we were standing by the sea with the Egyptians about to attack. It was more dangerous than after the sin of the Egel, because you had two people who represented the heads of the Sifra Acha. They were the greatest people of the nations who were there with the sole intent of destroying us, the sole intent of severing the connection between us and Hashem. They were looking for ways, how can we make the Jews fall? How can we cause them to sin and sever the tie between them and Hashem? And these men were not small men. Bilam was the correspondence of Moshe in the world. God created a Moshe, the greatest leader of the Jewish people. Corresponding to that, God created a Bilam. And therefore, God says to Moshe, before you die, we must fight this war. You have to be around when we fight this war. Umehai taima, says the Netivot Shalom, hayuz kukim lekibutz kol kochot hakdusha, and for this reason they needed to gather all the strengths of holiness. Sheyud bet elef ish, elef lamate, amedu b'tfilot uvakashot. 12,000 men, 1,000 from each tribe, were standing in prayer and requests. Ve'rak tzadikim yatzu lamilchama, and only righteous people went out to that war. Upinchas ben Elazar haKohen uchle haKodesh aHaron v'atzitz biyado. And leading the war was Pinchas the Kohen with the holy vessels, the Aron, the tzitz in his hand. Kilo aitazo milchama artzit kechol hamilchamot hanogot lagufim. This wasn't a physical war like all the other corporal wars we fought. Ela milchama shminit. This was a heavenly war. Shel koach hakdusha bekoach hatuma. It was a war between the forces of holiness versus the forces of defilement and the sitra acha, the other side. Hamilchama hamachrat shel am Yisrael. This was the war. This was the war that would define, that would decide for the Jewish people that they would exist against all those that would come and try to destroy them from their very foundation. Never in world history was there a war like this. And we can also understand what happened with the loot and the captives. They didn't just come back with loot and the Torah says, here's what they got at war. But rather what they took into captivity, what they captured, was all the forces of defilement. That's what they took in. They took in all the components of Tumah. They had to retrieve whatever sparks of holiness were still there. They had to take them out and bring them up. And that's why the Torah goes to detail describing how they divided the loot, because in so doing they uplifted it. And the Torah goes through a lengthy description of how they uplifted the forces of defilement of Midian, mishum sheze chelek bilti nifrad mekibush haklipa, because this is an inseparable part of conquering this klipa, this external force. ולולי זה לא היו יכולים לכבוש אותם. If not for this, they wouldn't have been able to conquer them. ורק על הנשים אמר, and only with regard to the women did Moshe say, הן הן היו לבני ישראל בדבר בלם למסור מעל והשם על דבר פאור, וכל אישה יודעת איש הרוגו. Only with regard to the women did Moshe say, they cannot enter. וכיוון שהם הכשילו את ישראל, because those women who caused the Jews to fall, אי אפשר כבר להעלותם אל הקדושה, we can no longer uplift them, על כן ציווה משה להורגם, that's why Moshe said they had to be executed. והנה הכוח המיוחד שעשית רעך התגברה אז, הוא כמו שפרש רשי על הפסוק, כי צוררים הם לכם ונכניהם. The unique force of the Sitra Achra that took hold at that time is like Rashi explained on the verse, כי צוררים הם לכם ונכניהם, שהפקירו בנותיהם לזנות. They gave up their daughters for זנות, כדי להתותכם. They were willing to let go of their daughters, let their daughters go out there and be prostitutes just to make the Jews fall. Haynu shegam kochot haturuma nilchamu kan b'msirut nefesh. What we see here is that they were willing to give up their lives. They were willing to give up their daughters just to bring us down. They were fighting with all of their life. Remember, they initiated this. We weren't a threat to the Midianites. And they were putting their lives on the line just to bring us down. ולכן כנגד זה היה צריך שגם כוחות הקדושה יצאו במסירות נפש. So the only way we could fight a people like that is when we are equally dedicated. וזהו מה שנאמר, הלשון היחלצו מאיתכם אנשים, and that's why the Torah uses the term היחלצו, על דרך שמפרש בספרים הקדושים דגל מחנה אפרים, שתתעלו ותצאו לגמרי מאנשים. When Hashem said, "Heichalzu meitechem," remove from yourself men. What does it mean, remove? Remove from the level of men. Mibchinat ish, remove yourself from that level of being a man. V'telchu b'mesirut nefesh bilti l'Hashem levado. Detach yourself from yourself. Dedicate yourself to the goal. Ordinarily, Judaism expects a person to worry about his life and worry about making his life a holy one. Here, in order to win this war, they had to be super dedicated to the goal. Not to think about anything but the goal. The Midianites had come and attacked us, and they were dedicated, super dedicated. They had given up their daughters for the cause. Hashem says the only way you could fight back is if you too will be super dedicated. Hechaltzu meitechem, remove from within yourself anashim, the human factor. Be dedicated to the cause. בעת שכוחות התאומה נלחמים במסירות נפש, when the forces of defilement are fighting and they're dedicated, they're willing to give up their lives, צריך להילחם נגדם גם כן במסירות נפש. We too have to fight with dedication. Being that the request was made to add a point or two, I want us to think of the applications today. The enemy we have from within is super dedicated. They're giving up their lives. They're giving up their kids. Look at what the Arabs are doing. They're willing to give up their children for the sake of bringing us down. I don't think we've had an enemy like this from the time of Midian. We're underestimating the strength of our enemy. We here in Israel, we here in Machon Meir, even the people who call themselves super nationalists, are underestimating the strength of our enemy. People who are willing to give up their kids are super dedicated to our destruction. I don't remember which Rebbe said it. One of the Rebbes that are still alive today, he said, he lived through the Holocaust, and he said, the Arabs are worse than the Nazis. The Nazis wanted to destroy us, but no Nazi would give up their child for the sake of destroying a Jew. The Arabs are willing to give up their kids to destroy us. V'hine ha'atchala ha'yeta al yedei Pinchas. The first step, the step that turned the tide, was with Pinchas. She'alach b'msirut nefesh, that he went with total dedication, li'lachem b'klipat Midian, to fight the spiel of Midian. V'al pizeh yish leva'er, d'maydechtiv b'tchila b'parshat Pinchas, And based on this, we could also explain, why does the Torah tell us in last week's parsha, Saror et ha-Midianim v'ikitem otam, maintain enmity for the Midianites and hit them, in ze tzivui ala milchama. That's not a reference to the war. Sharei ha-tzivu ne'emar la'anan b'parshateinu, because the commandments of the war are in our parsha. Ela zu bracha le'pinchas. But rather, that which the Torah says, you maintain enmity for the Midianites, is a reference to Pinchas. You'll notice that it's written directly after God is talking about Pinchas. So we understand, we finished talking to Pinchas, now God is talking to the Jewish people. Says the Ntivot Shalom, no. It could also be understood as a direct message, as a blessing to Pinchas. Saror et ha-Midianim, you maintain that enmity for the Midianites, v'ikitem otam, and you will hit them. Shekoach ha-Kedusha yigbar, I want you to know the forces of holiness will overcome, v'yishbor et koach ha-Klipa, and break the strength of this steel. Sheba'avur ha-Msirut nefesh shel Pinchas, that because of Pinchas' dedication, nitena lo reshit ha-Bracha, hineni noten lecha et briti shalom, he was given the beginning of the blessing, that covenant of peace, v'nosav al kach ne'emar, and after he was given that, God added it and said, Saror et ha-Midianim, maintain that enmity for the Midianites, Shebimsirut nafsho, with his dedication, Hemshich et ha-koach litgaber al klipat Midian, he was able to bring down that strength to overcome the Midianite peel, Umeata muftach lachem shetigberu aleihem, and being that he started turning the tide, now you are promised you will overcome them. If the strengths of the peel are very strong, we have a correspondence in the world. God did create dedication for holiness. And that strength of holiness of Pinchas, we have the correspondence. And the commandment to actually go to war against Midian was left over for our parsha. God says, Nekom nikmat b'nei Yisrael met ha-Midianim, avenge the revenge of the Jewish people from the Midianites. V'lechora ma makom yesh nimkama. At first glance, what's the point of revenge? Halo Yisrael mitzuvim b'lo tikom v'lo titor, u'ma shayach etzlam nekama. We have a commandment, don't take revenge, don't even maintain hatred in your heart. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. Why does revenge apply to the Jewish people? Ela she'en zo nekama al ha'avar shayu ha-tzoririm lachem. But rather, the way to understand the pasuk says the Ntivot Shalom. Now this is chasidut, because many Rishonim say the prohibition from taking revenge is between me and someone else. The nation of Israel maintains a long memory, and we pay people back for what they've done to us. The Torah seems to go with that, and the Rishonim seem to go with that. He's going in the way of chasidut, but you have to understand this is chasidut what we're reading here. The same way last week we pointed out how the whole Netivot Shalom was really Rishonim and Halacha. It wasn't really Chassidut. It was embellished as Chassidut. This week I feel obligated to point out this is Chassidut. You have many Rishonim who explain that the Jewish people as a people, they bear a grudge. If you hurt the Jewish people, then God says the Jewish people have to take whoever hurts them to task. We don't say we don't take revenge. We don't apply that to the people as a people. There's more to discuss why halachically this mathematical equation doesn't really work, in my humble opinion. But the idea is an idea in Chassidut. So he says, Ela she'enzo nekama la'aval, this revenge was not revenge over the past, she'ayu tzoririm lachem, that they were enemies for you. Ela, but rather, if we look at the verse says, take revenge from them, ki tzoririm hem lachem, for they are your arch enemies, Bahoveh, in the present. It's not a thing of the past. In the past, they were able to bring you down, but they're maintaining their enmity. This is the force of Tuma, the desire to uproot the congregation of Israel. And opposite that, we have to strengthen the force of holiness, v'msirut nefesh, with dedication, nishbok kelipa zo, to break this peel. And to enlist all the forces of holiness to this battle. And with this we could also explain What did the leaders, those in charge of the thousands, say to Moshe? They said, "Avadecha nasu et rosh anshei milchama asher biyadeinu." We took account of the men of war who are in our care. V'lo nifkad mimenu ish, and we didn't lose anyone. Haynu, what do they mean when they say nasu et rosh anshei milchama? The simple understanding is we took account of the men of war. But the word nasu could also mean we uplifted. And so what they said was, "Haynu shenasu ve'erimu otam." We uplifted them lemadrigot gvohot, to high levels. Aderech naso et rosh, just like the Torah says, uplift the heads of the people. V'al yedei ze lo nifkad mimenu ish, because we uplifted them, we didn't lose anyone at war. K'arei nilchamu kan neged kochot atuma hachazakim biyoter. For the battle here was against the greatest forces of tuma. And with the strength of lifting their heads, they were able to break that peel. That they killed the five kings of Midian, and they killed Bilam ben Beor with the sword. And here, okay, we'll let him get to the point. And then maybe we'll add a point based on the Netivot Shalom we saw in the beginning of the week. Umilchama zo haita kodem shenichnasu Yisrael le'eretz Yisrael. This war was specifically before we entered the land of Israel. Shehi haita milchama machra'at. This was the defining war. Shekochot ha'kedusha shaveru et kochot ha'tuma. That the forces of holiness broke the forces of tuma. V'le'achar miken haya yachol liyot te'asef el amecha. And only after we made this breakthrough could Moshe pass away. V'ayu kvar yicholim nikanes la'aretz v'laresh totan, we could enter the land of Israel and inherit it. Shekol ha'drachim niftachu bifnehim, that in winning this war, all the paths were open before them. And now in the concluding paragraph, Netivot Shalom says, V'atorah ha'kdosha melamedet otanu bechol inyan orchot chayim. The Torah teaches us, in every concept, the Torah teaches us a way of life. Uparsha zo, and this parsha, melamedet et darchei milchemet hayetzer lechol yachid, teaches us the way of the war of the desire with every individual. Shegam etzel adam prati yesh ma shekarui milchama mekomit. In an individual's life, there is also a war that is limited to a specific place. Shayetzer hara mitgaber al inyan prati miyuchad, that a person's desire to do bad becomes stronger over an individual point to do something bad. V'yesh milchama b'vchinat b'kesh lakor takol. But there are also wars that are wars just like this war against the Midianites, where one is fighting a battle and the choice is, will I live a life of holiness, or is the Yetzer Hara going to win and uproot everything? Shepachaz alav yitzro, that one's desire strengthens over him, umvakesh letordo min haolam, and tries to push him out of the world, v'lakor oto legamrei, and to completely uproot him. People have to know that there are battles that are specific to specific averot, and sometimes there are internal battles that are existential battles. V'kamuva b'gmara, like the Talmud tells us in Nedarim, the famous Shimon HaTzadik, who led the Jewish people, thanks to him Alexander the Great didn't destroy the temple. He never ate from a sacrifice of a Nazir. He said, anyone who takes a vow not to drink wine and to shave their head, that's a sin. That's not what God wants. It's an extreme measure and it's unnecessary and unwanted. So he would never partake of eating from the Nazir's sacrifice. Except for once. The Talmud says, he saw a Nazir coming up to the Temple Mount with beautiful locks of hair, and Shimon HaTzadik said to him, "Why are you doing this to yourself? Why did you take a vow to be a Nazir? You're about to shave all that beautiful hair." And that Nazir who came from the south said the following, "Ala Nazir sheba min hadarom." The Nazir who came from the south, Shamar, he said, "I was going to the river, and I looked in the river, and I saw my image. Shepachaz alai yitzri. And when I saw how good looking I was, my desire started overcoming me, וביקש לתורדני מן העולם, and wanted to push me out of the world, wanted to destroy me. I felt myself looking at my reflection in the water, admiring my good looks, and I felt like the next step, if I go on from here, that's it, I'm destroying my life. I felt the threat to all of my Jewish living at that moment, says the Nazir. Amalti lo, I said to that desire, Ha'avuda, I swear, Shagalecha ha'lashamayim, I will shave you for the sake of heaven. She'etzlo haya ze inyan shel mesihut nefesh. By him, he was at a breaking point. He had to overcome because that was either life or death, spiritual life or death. The Etcha Yetzer Hara nilcha milchama mekomit. When the Yetzer Hara fights a battle that's limited to a certain territory, lo tzichim linkot bedrachim kailu. We don't have to take such mesirut nefesh. We don't have to take exceptional steps. We don't have to take this route. Aval kasher pachaz alav Yitzro. But when one feels his desire suddenly overcoming him to completely destroy him, haderech hi rak bekoach shel mesirut nefesh. The only way to overcome him is with complete dedication. Al derech she'amru tzadikim, she'hadavar she'lema'ano yarad yehudi la'olam letakno, the way that tzadikim taught, that when it comes to the issue that we were sent down here to this world to fix, everyone has something. When it comes to that, there is no way to conquer it, bilti al yedei mesirut nefesh, without complete dedication. Every one of us knows that there are areas that we say, I don't know if I'll ever get to them. And it could be that it is specifically in those areas, that's what we're here for. But we say to ourselves, that's so tough. The point that we were sent down here for is a point that could only be conquered with complete dedication. Shabbat Shalom.